Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. We went out this weekend with some friends from our church for a group that we call Park Hoppers. For those who don't know, we record in Orlando, Florida, and we have several people in our church family who have annual passes to the Disney parks. So once a quarter or so, we schedule a day to go out for dinner or a concert or, in tonight's case, a Magic Kingdom scavenger hunt. It was a lot of fun, and we were there for about 2 hours, had a blast, and then we left and went to dinner. It's weird to say that, though, because we were surrounded by thousands of people who traveled thousands of miles and paid thousands of dollars to experience the same thing that we were walking in and out of, like it was a trip to the mall or something. And that's, I guess, one of the benefits of living only 20 minutes away from the happiest place on Earth. But I never want to take for granted that this place that I casually visit whenever I like is still the things that dreams are made of for children and families from around the world who save up their whole lives just to visit. But then a thought hit me. It's Sunday evening. Just a few hours earlier, I was in church, surrounded by the sounds of praise, the preaching of God's word, and the very presence of the Lord himself. If there's ever a place that I shouldn't allow myself to take for granted, that should be it. I'm reminded of the time when David led the people to praise in Psalm 122, opening up with this line, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" We have a tremendous privilege to come boldly before the throne of grace, to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, a place of love, grace, healing, and power that we should never take for granted. We should never see it as ordinary or mundane. We should never treat coming to God's house with casual indifference. There's something there that many people across our world desperately want, desperately need, and try to work so hard to achieve on their own, when it's actually ours and theirs for the asking. So let us never see going to church as a chore or a burden or obligation, but as an opportunity and as the blessing that it is. And then you too can be glad when they say to you, "Let us go to the Lord's house today." Well, that is all the time that we have. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at www.nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.